Last night, four county Republican parties filed a lawsuit against all of Arizona's county recorders, claiming the recorders don't follow a uniform standard for counting ballots and resolving issues like signature mismatches. The suit comes as the gap between Republican Martha McSally and Democrat Kyrsten Sinema remains at just 17,000 votes in their race for the U.S. Senate. That's a fraction of the 1.7 million ballots cast. McSally maintains the lead, but the race is still too close to call. There are more than 600,000 votes still outstanding. Election officials estimate it'll take several more days to wrap up the count. In the meantime, more lawsuits could roll in, and here to break this all down with us is Joe Canefield. He's a former elections director for the state, currently an attorney in election and campaign finance law. Joe, good morning.
Good morning.
So what do you make of this lawsuit filed against the county recorders? And I think the Secretary of State's office was put in there as well.
Well, I haven't seen the lawsuit yet, but I have read about it, so I think I have the gist of it. But essentially what I think is being argued is that the way that the counties process early ballots that are either received on Election Day in the mail or at the polls, and the whole process there is that the election officials will look at the signature on the envelope for the early ballot, compare that to their signature on file with their voter registration records, and if it's a match, then the ballot, the envelope will be opened and the ballot will be cast. If it's not a match, then that's where the question comes up. If that they identify a signature mismatch ahead of the election, the counties are instructed by law to contact the voter to verify if the voter is in fact the person who signed the envelope. The problem is that with hundreds of thousands of ballots that are received on Election Day in the mail, or at the polls that are in these envelopes, it's difficult, I should say, for the election officials to reach out to voters at that point and contact them. And so the concern that has been raised by some groups recently is that, this issue came up in a lawsuit we had 2 years ago in a close congressional race, where that these folks that whose signatures are determined to be a mismatch, you know, should have an opportunity to rehabilitate their ballot, so to speak, or at least confirm that they are in fact the person that signed that ballot. And there really isn't that process. And we haven't seen a uniform policy throughout the state in terms of how those ballots are treated. So we've seen in the past, for example, Pima County has employed a process whereby those voters could rehabilitate their ballots and have those votes counted. But in other counties, we've seen a process where once a signature is determined to be a mismatch, given the time crunch between Election Day and the actual canvas of the vote, that those folks are never contacted and their ballots are not counted.
Well, Joe, so I think that's a very important point you made, because you say that we've seen this in the past. Clearly, this is not something new. Pima County has been doing this for a while, which is something that Maricopa County Recorder Adrian Fontes pointed out. So is the timing of the lawsuit significant here? I mean, could a judge say, well, this has been the way it's been for a while. Why are you just bringing this up now?
Well, timing of lawsuits is always an issue in election cases and election matters, because obviously there's so many election tasks that have to be performed, even in instances where there are clear violations of the law or where the law is unclear. Sometimes courts are hesitant to weigh in and issue rulings that would require election officials to change their practices and procedures, because administratively it's just very difficult. And there's always also, you know, unintended consequences with rulings that come that late in the process. So sometimes, you know, we will see courts reject these lawsuits. This one, I'm not sure. I believe there's a hearing that's going to be held tomorrow. This would be an emergency hearing, where the judge is being asked to grant immediate relief. It's temporary, but it has the effect of being permanent, because whatever relief is granted, if it results in ballots being counted that would not have otherwise, obviously, you know, that the legal issues are settled months down the road, the relief will still have been obtained. So, you know, we'll have to see. I'm sure, and I should, you know, point out, I think a lawsuit like this raises really two kind of constitutional questions, at least as I see it. You know, one is you have an equal protection problem where voters throughout the state are not treated equally. So one county employs a procedure different than another, and that's the classic problem that we saw in Bush v. Gore back in 2000 when the Florida recount result revealed that the counties weren't all counting those hanging chads the same way. So that we have case law that tells us we have to have uniformity throughout the state in the manner in which we count the ballots. And the other issue, and that's an equal protection issue, the other issue is a due process issue. So you've got a question of a voter who has voted and maybe their signature has changed over time, and I've heard expert testimony on signature analysis in these court cases that's shown that some young people don't really have a signature. They don't learn how to write cursive, so their signatures change over time. Hmm. Or as you age, your signature changes. So there's always that problem when they're looking at an old signature that you have. Maybe it's your driver license signature if you registered online from 20 years ago. You know, it doesn't match. So the due process issue comes up if there is not a procedure by which you are informed and have a notice and opportunity to remedy that situation and explain to the election officials that you are in fact the person who signed that envelope. So, you know, we have these issues. It's, again, like you said, the question is, timing. Is it something that can actually be there's a remedy at this point in time?
Right.
Can the election officials actually resolve these questions?
All right. That's Joe Canfield, former elections director, now is an attorney in election and campaign finance law. Joe, thanks for explaining this. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Mark.